Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Apostle Horsley, or Evangelist Wonderman, if you speak.
Yes.
Okay.
All just right. Having double talk here on the thing. Okay, thank you. Good morning.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. Matter of fact, we made a conscious decision to rejoice. We want to welcome you to the prayer, praise, deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends here in the teaching and tutelage under Pastor Dodd and Bundage, a wonderful woman of God.
Yes.
This is our power of prayer. Hallelujah, God. On this Thursday morning, the second day of March, a brand new month, hallelujah, God. And it's a second day of the fast that we try to do the first of every month or first 3 days. Hallelujah to God. And we're moving along, and God is blessing. He's doing miracles. He's working miracles so great. There's no one else like him. I'm Apostle Horsley here with the wife of Evangelist Horsley. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing, we're standing. We're standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, through eternal ages let his praises bring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. Standing, I'm standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come before that throne of grace, O Lord God. Asking today, O Lord God, that your kingdom come, O Lord God, that it will be done, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O Lord God. We thank you for the day, O Lord God. We thank you, Father, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for all those that are in queue, Lord God, and those that will come, O Lord God, and those that will come down, come in later on, O Lord God, and those that will go to the archive, O Lord God, to just glean a word from you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray that your will be done, O Lord God, that your kingdom would come, especially at this time, O Lord God, that you would send a special anointing, O Lord God, that you would send more power this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. It seems like the adversary has heightened up its attack against the saints of God, O Lord God, against are leading a fresh rebellion against God, people, and the word of God, oh Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, we're just here, Lord God. We're standing in need of prayer to support it, oh Lord God. Lord God, it seems like the evil and the corrupt things are all around, oh Lord God, pressing sorely against the saints of God, oh Lord God, that are fighting with all they can, oh Lord God, to stay on top, oh Lord God, fighting, oh Lord God, to stay in the word, oh Lord God.
Yes.
Fighting, oh Lord God, to get back to the original inheritance, oh Lord God, which belong to the children this morning, oh Lord God, which you have gave to us, oh Lord God, before the foundation of the world, oh Lord God.
Yes.
Reclaiming, oh Lord God, our place, oh Lord God, as sons and daughters of God, oh Lord God,
yes,
and heirs to the throne of God this morning, oh Lord God. God, we need help, oh Lord God. We need help, oh Lord God, in a special way, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We need help, oh Lord God, to train up our children, oh Lord God, even our adult children, oh Lord God, that has gone astray, oh Lord God. We need to train them up again, oh Lord God, in the way that they should go, oh Lord God, and reiterate the word of God inside of them, oh Lord God, that they become strong, oh Lord God, that they'll be able to rehearse these verses, oh Lord God, and this prayer line, oh Lord God, and the words that would echo in their minds and in their heart, oh Lord God, that they will echo it, oh Lord God, unto their children's children, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Even our grandchildren, oh Lord God, and great grand, oh Lord God, as far off as they shall call, Lord, that you shall call, oh Lord God. God, need that you would bless them in a special way, oh Lord God. Lord God, have grandnieces and nephews and great-grands, oh Lord God, that has not have a real taste of God's word, oh Lord God, or read their word as strong as they should, oh Lord God, or studying, oh Lord God. They're not loving you, oh Lord God. I pray that you would make a way, oh Lord God, that they would find tutors, oh Lord God, and governors and send people in their sight, size, and their sight, oh Lord God, is able to talk to their mind, oh Lord God. Not just regular people, oh Lord God, but people with anointing, oh Lord God, with that anointing of the word of God is able to pass through, oh Lord God. Come to you, Father, because we realize, oh Lord God, that in the beginning was the word, Father, and the word was God, and the word was with God, oh Lord God. Understanding that the same in the beginning, God, all things that were made by you, Lord God, but your word, oh Lord God, you have created all things, oh Lord God.
Yeah.
And your word said, Lord God, what's everything we desire? When we pray, Mark 11:23, Lord God, desire when we pray, oh Lord God, and we shall have it, oh Lord God. There's so many neighbors, oh Lord God, neighborhoods, oh Lord God, friends, oh Lord God, in this whole United States and abroad, oh Lord God, that need a touch from you, oh Lord God. Things are going haywire, Lord God. Lord God, and we don't want to be found in Revelation, oh Lord God. We don't want to be any of the fearful that are afraid, oh Lord God. We ask strength, oh Lord God, that you would just break, oh Lord God, that slave mentality, Lord God, that slave mentality, oh Lord God, that makes us a victim, oh Lord God, to sin, oh Lord God, that slave mentality, oh Lord God, that convicts us, oh Lord God, with the law, Lord God, with the law, oh Lord God, that brings us back into the captivity, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we came to worship you and to praise you, the Lord God, in this hour of power. Pray, Lord God, consecrating, oh Lord God, and fasting, oh Lord God, believing you, oh Lord God, for a supernatural breakthrough, oh Lord God. God, we thank you for the miracles, oh Lord God, that you work so great, oh Lord God. The devastation, oh Lord God, that's coming, oh Lord God, the devastation that is here, Lord God, and the corruption and the earthquakes in diverse places, oh Lord God, they all bear witness of your word, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. At this time, oh Lord God, we stand, oh Lord God, with bated breath this morning, oh Lord God, looking for you, oh Lord God, to increase, oh Lord God. Reflecting on the fact, oh Lord God, that your word said to us, oh Lord God, and you told us, oh Lord God, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, oh Lord God, and all these other things will be added on us, oh Lord God. The healing, oh Lord God, of sickness and illness and disease, oh Lord God, wealth and prosperity, oh Lord God, all that is in the kingdom, oh Lord God. We have no lack, oh Lord God, because we are children of God, oh Lord God. Even so, even with the word today, oh Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that everyone will get wisdom and get understanding and get wisdom this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we just add this to the tenplex, oh Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power prayer, Lord God. Lord God, that you would bless, oh Lord God, Pastor Darling, oh Lord God, that stands at the helm, oh Lord God, the visionary, oh Lord God. Besides her desires, oh Lord God, and to go forth, oh Lord God, she's a very top-notch administrator, minister, Lord God. She have all the accolades, oh Lord God, to perform, oh Lord God, what you have given her to do, oh Lord God. She works it very well, oh God, and we want to hold up her hand, oh Lord God, as the children of Israel, oh Lord God, held up Moses' hand, oh Lord God, as they went through the wilderness, oh Lord God, and crossing the Red Sea, oh Lord God. Each and every one that come, oh Lord God, faithfully every morning, oh Lord God, want to hold up their hands, oh Lord God, and not countenance robbery, oh Lord God. Not counting the robbery at all, O Lord God, to praise your name, O Lord God, that we are the sons of God, O Lord God, that you have ordained us, O Lord God, to do this work, O Lord God. You have ordained this platform, O Lord God, in this hour, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Strengthen the heart, O Lord God. There are those that are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for the lady that came out the Bible bookstore, O Lord God. Never seen her before, Lord God, but she was grieved, oh, Lord God. And all I did, oh, Lord God, but that's somebody who would just put forth my hand, oh, Lord God, and begin to just worship God with the Spirit, oh, Lord God. And immediately her spirit answered back, speaking in tongues as well, oh, Lord God. And it was that her son had passed, oh, Lord God. And as the spirit broke, oh, Lord God, you were there, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because of your omnipresence. You were there yesterday, just as you're here in this hour of power of prayer this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. So we give you thanks, oh, Lord God, because you keep us on the ready, oh, Lord God. You keep us on instant notice, oh, Lord God. We stand fast, oh, Lord God. Lord God, because you said man ought to always pray and not faint, oh, Lord God. So as we go through this hour of power, pray, Lord God, give me the honor, the glory, the praise, God. We were to deserve in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. God, we thank you, oh, Lord God, for the miracle that you work, oh, Lord God, and how you took care of Minister Mary, oh, Lord God, and Minister Chris, oh, Lord God, and Pastor Darlene, oh, Lord God, and all those that had vacations and went abroad and stuff, and our children that walked the street day by day, Lord God, in spite of what the news be bring us, oh, Lord God, that gloom and doom, oh, Lord God, that gloom and that morning, oh, Lord God, and they start off all day long, oh, Lord God, just continuously broadcasting the things that are wrong, oh, Lord God. But, Lord God, we see, oh, Lord God, like Joshua and Caleb, oh, Lord God. We are those, oh, Lord God, who have another spirit this morning, oh, Lord God. We say your report, oh, Lord God, say that we are healed. Your report says victory this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are not grasshoppers, Lord God. We denounce that, Lord God. We're not grasshoppers in the enemy's sight, oh, Lord God. We are well able, oh, Lord God, to go through this hour of power of prayer, to worship you, to proclaim liberty, Lord God, and proclaim, oh, Lord God, the things of God, oh, Lord God. And we claim victory over every weakness, shortcoming, and failure, Lord God. We claim we have the power to cast out every vain imagination this morning, God, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, which is your word, God. So we stand fast here, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We stand on the ready, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We stand ready, oh Lord God, because you have allowed us, oh Lord God, to open up our eyes, oh Lord God, and to take in that breath of life, oh Lord God, which is your Holy Spirit, oh Lord God. Lord God, you have allowed us, oh Lord God, to come to the prayer line this morning, oh Lord God, ready to praise you, Lord God, fully loaded with the armor of God, that we will be able, oh Lord God, after this hour he has resolved, oh Lord God, we are able to go forth and be able to quench the fiery dart of the adversary. So we came to worship you and praise you, oh Lord God, on this fasting day, oh Lord God. So we come to thank you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let your kingdom come, oh Lord God. Let your will be done, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Many are the thoughts of a man this morning, oh Lord God. So much come to the mind, oh Lord God. Overwhelming circumstances, oh Lord God. With the court, oh Lord God. Those that need new vehicles, oh Lord God. We need your protection, oh Lord God, because they selling flood water vehicles, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The adversary, they clean them up and they polish them up, oh Lord God, and they get them running right, oh Lord God, and they're doing shifty things, oh Lord God, as the devil has them to do, oh Lord God, and getting false titles in another state, oh Lord God, and robbing your people of their money, oh Lord God, and causing chaos, oh Lord God. It's all a distraction, O Lord God, to retract them, O Lord God, from being able to worship you in spirit and in truth, O Lord God. But we are determined to serve you, Lord God. We're determined to go to the other side, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, breaking all shackles, O Lord God, and all kinds of spirits, Leviathan spirit, the Chorus spirit, breaking them all, O Lord God. Every evil spirit, O Lord God, we're breaking it this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, because we're going to the other side of this hour of power of prayer, and we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, hallelujah to God, the wife is coming, hallelujah to God. She has the scripture of the week, hallelujah to God, and my heart is happy now. Hallelujah, God, we're going to the able sheep, Lord God. You alone are worthy, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. She's coming. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We hallelujah. Lord God. You're worthy, O Lord God, of the honor, the glory, the praise. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, fill each and every one house. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, with your spirit right now, O Lord God. Lord God, break off the tiredness, O Lord God. Lord God, put the noise that will come up in this hour, Lord God. Put it away, O Lord God, until 7:15 at least, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. As we go forth, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, in Jesus' name, amen. With the circle of friends, God bless everyone. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes, I just got to sing this little song. Praise the Lord, Apostle. Thank you for that beautiful and that exaltation of the Lord. Truly, he's worthy. He's worthy. I got this little song in my spirit, and I pray that you all who know it, I know you can sing along with me, but it's a little short praise. So I'll say, oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Hallelujah. It's Jesus down in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, hallelujah, and his blood has made me whole. I got to sing that again. Oh, it is Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, it is Jesus, hallelujah. It's Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, glory be to God, and his blood has made me whole. Hallelujah. I know that's y'all's song. I know that's your testimony, because I know it's my testimony this morning that it's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. And touching the hem of his garment by faith and receiving all that we need. I thank God this morning for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Of course, we greet you in the mighty name, in that precious name of Jesus, in that holy name of Jesus, in that immaculate name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited this morning. I'm telling you, the services that we have been having this week has been so awesome. Every word that has been brought out this week is certainly a powerful word, and we know that every word we've heard thus far is straight from heaven. Glory be to God. Truly, we must, hallelujah, be revived again. Truly, we must keep that fire burning in our hearts for Jesus. We got to keep that fire burning on the altar of our hearts. Truly, we serve a mighty God. Yes, we love Jesus, hallelujah, because he first love me in you. Glory be to God. Saints of God, we again greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus, and we truly do honor our Lord and Savior. We just thank God for all that he's doing and what he's already done. Truly, we are honoring our beloved visionary. Praise the Lord, our dear Pastor Darlene Bundage, Elder Horsley, and all the clergy that's on the line, and all of God's people on the line in their respective places. Truly, we all are excited about Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, I'm just so thankful today, y'all, to be saved. And I know everybody on this line is excited that God has chose us to be among the elect of God. Hallelujah. We've been that wild olive branch that has been, hallelujah, we've been grafted in, hallelujah, into the body of Christ. Oh, what a privilege. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus included us all. Hallelujah. He said, whosoever will, let him come. My God, my God. I'm going to read now to the week. I tell you, saints of God, I'm just excited. It's just like that song that's in my spirit again, saying, I got to praise, and I got to get it out. I'm telling you, I'm just feeling so excited. I wish I was a little bit younger. I'd be running all over this house here. Feel like running. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo! Glory be to God. Okay, our scripture of the week is Proverbs 4:7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get an understanding. Hallelujah. What powerful verse that is. Hallelujah. We know our beloved Solomon, praise the Lord, who was the second king of Israel, the son of David, glory be to God, known as the most wisest man of all. He's giving us some understanding about wisdom, glory be to God. And when he's talking about wisdom, praise God, as he's inspired of God himself, wisdom, we know, is actually correctly applying the word of God. And we know God's word is knowledge, you all. God's word is the knowledge that we must have. Hallelujah. We must have a understanding of God and his greatness, his awesomeness, his word, his will, and his way. And we find the word of knowledge of God from the book of Genesis all the way to Revelations. Well, this God's word and wisdom here means to be able to correctly apply God's word. Hallelujah. And we know that the wisdom of God, you all, is Bible-based, Christ-centered, and spiritually led. Hallelujah. We know that wisdom that is from above, y'all, is pure, is peaceable and gentle, as described in James 3:17, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, full of good fruit. Glory be to God. Without partiality or hypocrisy. Glory be to God. God's wisdom is awesome. God's wisdom is different from the world's wisdom. Glory be to God. Or that fleshly wisdom. We are so grateful today that our eyes have been opened to the wisdom of God, where we are learning by our praying to God and asking God, hallelujah, to help us, hallelujah, to gain his wisdom in applying the word of God. It's very important, saints, that the godly wisdom that we acquire from God's word, y'all, we can use it to affect our lives, in our homes, in our relationship with husband, wives, sisters and brothers, nieces and nephew, family members, co-workers, neighbors, business situations, social situations. When we understand the truth of godly wisdom, we will, and when we apply that wisdom, y'all, to the various areas of our lives that I just mentioned, do you know that our lives would be transformed when we truly apply it? Glory be to God. Now, we know the knowledge of God's word. It's his word. God's knowledge is his word, his law, his will. But to apply it means that we are asking him, Lord, help us to truly apply this word. Because without the application of the word, we can't be doers. And then we have to ask for understanding, saints. The understanding means the comprehension, the right comprehending of God's word so that we can apply it properly. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. James says, James 1 and 5 helps us to understand wisdom a little more. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not. God will lavish upon us wisdom if we ask. Many times there's problems in homes, in marriages, churches, communities, but the problem is that people are not asking God for his guidance in dealing with situations, and many people are doing their own thing. They are working in the wisdom of their own carnal mind. But I love how Solomon helps us to understand a little more about wisdom in Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, through 6. He said, trust in the Lord. This is wisdom, y'all. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. And that reminds me of myself. Sometimes when I get to a place, I try to figure it out myself, I wind up in trouble every time, y'all. So I have learned down through the years not to lean on my own understanding, even up to this point in my life. Sometimes we get a little older and we feel, oh, yeah, I can do this. But the Lord have to remind me by the Holy Ghost and say, listen, daughter, lean not into your own understanding. You do this my way. You wait. Many times the Lord have spoke to my spirit when I'm trying to figure out certain things. God say, wait on the Lord. Don't be so fast to speak. Don't be so quick to come to a conclusion because you're overthinking. You're getting into carnality. Now, come on back, daughter. Remember my word. Trust the Lord. Trust me with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, daughter, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. So many times we want to do it, but we must be reminded. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost reminds us of when we're getting off track. You know, hallelujah. God's word, you all, is full of wisdom, of his knowledge, his wisdom and understanding. The whole word of God is his wisdom. What we got to do is to keep seeking the wisdom. How do we seek the knowledge? How do we seek the wisdom? How do we seek the understanding? By reading the word of God. I love what David said. David says in Psalms, I believe it's 119, around the 11th verse, he said, thy word, O God, have I hid in my heart, so I may not sin against thee. You see what I'm saying? When we get the knowledge of the word, get the understanding of the word, the wisdom of the word, then we can apply it in our marriages, y'all. We apply it when dealing with sisters, brothers, difficult people, difficult situations. When we make decisions on businesses and things like that, dealing with people, we must rely, y'all, on the wisdom of God. I like what Jesus' wisdom is. Look what Jesus' wisdom is to all of us. Glory be to God. In Matthew 22:37, we could just apply this word, y'all, in our lives, we would be far better off and of a more blessed people. A lot of us say, I know this, I know this. Knowing is one thing, but doing is another. I tell my sons, I said, well, you guys have to learn to be a little more prayerful. And they tell me real quick, Mama, I know that. Mama, I say, I know you know it, son, but you got to do it. Put it in action. Put God first in the morning. Before you put your feet out the bed, pray, meditate on the goodness of the Lord. Be grateful to the Lord. All through your day, give God praise. Remember the Lord upon your bed. Hallelujah. When you get in the bed at night, pray. Read a word. Read God's word. Get that word deep in your heart so you won't sin against God. Hallelujah. We have to learn that how we treat our brothers and sisters is an indication of the wisdom of God that's operating in our lives. And we could see with the condition of the world that so many people are saying that they love God. They say, I do treat my neighbor as myself. But the truth of the matter is they're really not being doers. They know about it. You know, they heard the commandment of Jesus. But to actually put it in action is a different thing. Matthew 7:21, where Jesus gives us more of the wisdom of his word, he said, the wise men will be those that do my will, that are doers of my word. Hallelujah. He compares the wise man and the foolish man. The wise man builds his house, hallelujah, on a rock, a solid foundation. The rock is Jesus that he's speaking of. He said the foolish man built his house on sand. Both had the storm to come. But guess what? The wise man's house was able to stand. Why? Because he was a doer of the word of God versus the foolish man who built his house on sand. In other words, he's building his house on his own understanding. He's making decisions without acknowledging God, without asking God for direction. My God, how many times have we learned, me and my husband learned, how to make decisions based on what God wants. Hallelujah. We have made the mistakes, and we have learned from the mistakes. It's easy, hallelujah, now to seek the face of God because we know we used to do things, oh, just what we wanted to know. Let's do this thing God's way. When we follow the plan of God, y'all, look, this word is a mirror, helps us to see ourselves, but this is also a map from earth to glory. It's an instruction book. Hallelujah. We know the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible that gives us biblical instruction before leaving earth. You remember we used to talk about that, the meaning of the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. This is what this Bible is, y'all. It has all the knowledge, y'all. It has all the wisdom, the understanding that we can come to in Christ Jesus as we apply this word. Glory be to God. We thank God for Solomon. We know that Solomon was a great man of God. Of course, he was a king, praise the Lord, of Israel. And we know that Solomon has left us a great legacy of wisdom in the books of Proverbs, Ecclesiastics, and the Song of Solomon. And we know that a proverb is a short, concise sentence that conveys moral truth. The book of Proverbs, remember, is a collection of these wise sayings, hallelujah, by Solomon as he was inspired of the Holy Ghost. I like what Proverbs say here. I'm almost done in verse 1. I'm going to read a few verses here in chapter 4, Proverbs. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, that's good teaching. Forsake ye not my laws, talking about the word. For I was my father's son, tender and the only beloved in the sight of mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Hallelujah. And we know that David was Solomon's earthly father, and I know that much of what of the knowledge that Solomon had was from his father David. But it is so powerful how David, how King Solomon, when he was set to be king, hallelujah, we see how he asked God. Lord, he says, reading from 1 Kings 3:15, King Solomon prayed. He said, so Lord, give your servant, he was asking God for wisdom here. He said, so Lord, give your servant your mind and heart with which to judge your people, so that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to rule this great people of yours? So we see here that when Solomon was asked by God, what should he give him? Solomon didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for this, that, and the other. He didn't ask for wealth or the life of his enemy. But he asked for understanding. He asked, in essence, for wisdom, God's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, how to judge God's people. Verse 12 of 1 Kings 3:12 reads like this, behold, I have asked, and Lord, you say you've given, and then the Lord said, I've given you a wise and discerning heart, so that no one before you was your equal, nor shall anyone be equal to you, arise after you. For I have given you what you have not asked for. I've given you both wealth and honor, so that there will be none equal to you among the kings all of the days of your life. So in essence, God was letting him know, hallelujah, that I'm going to honor you now with the things that you didn't ask for, because you asked for the wisdom, the rightful knowledge, and how to be understanding and dealing with the issues of my people, Solomon. So it's so important, saints, that we take that lead and do the same thing. As we are grandmothers or mothers or caretakers over our families, that we ask God for his godly wisdom in our marriages. As wives, we need to ask God, Lord, help me be a better wife. As a sister, Lord, help me to be a better sister. As a church member, Lord, help me to be a better church member. Lord, help me to be a better co-worker, a better worker, hallelujah, for you, Lord, in the kingdom. It's so important that we go to God in sincere prayer, seeking his wisdom, y'all, seeking his knowledge and understanding. Glory be to God. So we thank God today for his wisdom, because without his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, y'all, we can do nothing. And we pray that the words that we spoke today would encourage you to continue to walk in the knowledge, the wisdom, standing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And let's come in and pray together, and let's all pray, ask God to grant us wisdom, more knowledge and understanding. Let's come in and let's pray and ask him as we deal with our children, our spouses, our loved ones, our co-workers. Let's come in and let's have a little quick prayer and ask God for our individual selves, for his help. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and then we'll go further. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory for your word, Lord. Lord, we need more of your wisdom. We need more of your knowledge. We need more of your understanding. Keep us humble, O God, above all else. As we seek your face, as we seek to go higher, as we seek to go deeper. Oh, God, grant us all that you have for us to do, Lord. We want peace in our homes. We want peace in our churches. We want peace in our families. We want peace amongst our loved ones. Yes, we give you the glory. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Lord, we ask you to increase us in the areas that we need to increase in, Lord. You are mission, God. Lord, you know all things, Lord. Lord, move all. Oh, God, move. Crucify our flesh today, Lord, that we may walk in your spirit, that we may walk in your word, that we may be doers of your word. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to be fervent in our prayers. God, we want to live as a holy nation, as a holy people. Your wisdom says that we should be a holy people. So, Lord, help us to discern rightly, Lord. Help us, oh God, oh God, to be just in our homes, to be loving, to be kind to our loved ones, to our friends. Help us to love our enemies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Save our enemies, God. Save, oh God, those, oh God, who disdainfully use us. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we need your wisdom. We need your grace. We need your grace. For all that you are doing, continue to perfect us, and we'll be so careful to give you the glory and all the praise. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Interceding on behalf of all mankind. In the name of Jesus, make us better.
Thank you, man. It's awesome. We thank you very much. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
We thank you.
We're going to, we're going to shift gears now. We want to get you the name, all who's here, and your prayer request. We have went over, hallelujah to God. I thank God for wonderful prayer this morning. And you're going over. We'll take your prayer, your name and your prayer request, hallelujah to God. If there's a testimony that's burning, as we used to say, we will we'll hear that. But because we have a use of time, the Lord just moving. And as Pastor Darlene always tell us, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We try to keep it too, so that everybody could get a chance there. But some days the Lord just have things that he wants to fortify you with to go throughout this day with, in the name of Jesus. So what we're going to do, we're going to put it in Pastor Darlene's hand now, and get your name. We're going to still be here and get your prayer requests and stuff as we go to the top of the hour. So Pastor Darlene, amen. We open the lines.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have a prayer request, praise you, something you want to share this morning. And we do thank God for that wonderful word and the prayer this morning. From Apostle Horsley, word from his wonderful wife, just knowing that wisdom is the principal thing. And we're going to use our godly wisdom as we affect our lives going forward. Amen?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne. I want a prayer request for my niece through marriage. She lost her fiance this morning. That God give her comfort and help her with her. He didn't have insurance, so, you know, just give her comfort and help her with all that.
Amen.
What is her name, Sister Yvonne?
Oh, her name is Dominique.
Excuse me. Her name is Dominique. Okay, thank you.
Good morning. Good morning to Gladys this morning. My prayer is I love the prayer. The word that came forth was Sister Wonderland this morning, and wanting, asking, you know, want this God to make me better in every way that was spoken of. This make me better in every way, better leader, better mother, better sister, better auntie, in the name of Jesus. And as I'm going to see, hallelujah, my family members in Florida, that I be the light that God needs, hallelujah, to be there right now, God, to, hallelujah, stand up for him. And also prayer for my sister Faye Hill. Continue to pray for her. I went to see her yesterday. Continue prayer for her leg that the doctors are saying that they want to amputate and take off. But she's a strong believer in God, a strong believer in prayer. So, you know, that God is going to heal her leg throughout from the crown of her head, healing into the soles of her feet in Jesus' name. And prayer for my strength in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This is Sister Barit, and I have a prayer request for Sam. She has a counsel, and also for Pam. She had surgery on her hand and got infected, so they're going to go back in her hand. So let's just pray that God, you know, give them a speedy recovery. And So Sam is almost through with her part of her treatment. So also I want to give a little praise report. Mike called a lady that passed this information on, and they went to talking, and she found out the lady hadn't called him, so she called the lady back and had it on speaker. So the lady got him an appointment this morning, so let's just hope everything worked out this morning. Just thank God that he was able to talk with her and get an appointment. We prayed for him on yesterday. And everybody have a good day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Marie.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Pastor Scholastica is here. I am just grateful for the word and the prayers that have gone out already. And I just thank God. Let's continue praying for salvation, healing, and deliverance for God's people. Thank you. I'm listening in agreement.
Amen. Amen. Okay. I do have a request for the Moody family, a brother on last Sunday, and they'll be putting him to rest. So we want to pray for comfort for that family. And also, I mean, there's just so many people who are passing away, and people are getting distraught. Just pray for the peace and comfort of these people who have lost their loved ones. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Amen. This is Chris. Good morning. This is Chris. I like a prayer request. I'm feeling like I'm coming down with something, and just pray for me because I'm kind of feeling kind of sick. And if you could just keep Denver and Dallas in prayer, that's still having some issues in school, and my parents, my dad is going to the doctor, my mom, they both are going to the doctor, and we just pray for them also.
This is Sister Taylor. Good morning, Sister Taylor, and thank you, Sister Chris, for sharing your request. Amen.
Good morning.
Okay, just so you know, Sister Chris's parents' names are Brenda and Mr. B. So you can call their names out when you pray. Someone else is speaking.
Good morning. This is Lois. And I just ask for you all to keep praying for me with my knee and back, and pray for my family. And everybody have a great day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Lois. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Teresa. Good morning, everyone. I just want to thank you for the word this morning and also to lift up in prayer a friend of mine who lost her husband before Christmas. Her name is Yolanda Walden. I ask for prayer for her.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Sister Teresa. All right. Before we start praying one more time, is there anyone else with another thing you want to share this morning? Okay. Well, praise the Lord. We heard all the requests, and if you didn't speak out what you need us to pray for, just go ahead. When we're praying, speak it out. We know God knows, and he understands, and he already knows before we call. He answers and shows great and mighty things. So let us pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Lord, we pray this morning for the Moody family. We know, God, today that many people are in mourning right now, God, because of the loss of a loved one, a family, or in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that people are getting their getting together, oh God, we call them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the Lee family, oh God, the loved ones, oh God, that you hear the hurt, the pain, oh God,
yes, join them, oh God, for your glory, Lord. Wrap your loving arms around
us. We pray for that family, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name, God. We pray God's favor, God. Dominico, God, that you have lost a child, God. In the name of Jesus, that you comfort her.
Oh God,
in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. We know that you sent the comforter of the Holy Ghost, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. We pray, God, today that you bless us, you glad us, oh God, and help her better. Be better all around, oh God.
Trusting,
oh God, a better grandmother, a mother, a auntie, in Jesus' name, oh God, a woman of God, we thank you for that today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for faith, oh God, that you heal the Father, oh God. We decree and declare healing, oh God. We curse the
Lord, touch the healing. Heal those that's infirm this morning, Lord. Remember to heal, oh God, Sister Faye, oh God. We pray for the healing of her legs, oh God.
Oh God,
we pray, oh God, for Sister, oh God, for all of the saints that are sister gone, oh God.
God,
we know that you are the healer. Oh God, of our body, you heal our mind. You heal your people, oh God.
In the name of Jesus,
we pray for the hem of your garment, oh God.
For
we touch
him
in the
dream,
oh God,
to be
the
faith
of healing, oh God. Oh God, Linda is well, Lord. So, oh, God, we pray for her healing. Lord, we know nothing is too hard for you. We pray for a miraculous touch right now, Lord. Take the pain out, Lord. Touch the
disease
right now. Touch that hip area, God. We pray for a miracle. We pray for Sister Shonda, God. That her blood pressure would be regulated. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, touch her body, Lord. Oh God, whatever is wrong, make it right. Touch her heart and her body. Oh God, we pray that you would set heal and deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for Jolene Walker right now, Lord. We pray, oh God, that the flu system go out of her body now in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Scotty, oh God, that those flu symptoms would go out of his body in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are so grateful
for all that you have done and what you're yet to do, Lord.
And your righteous
Lord,
we
pray, Father, here, oh God, I pray right now, Lord, Father, dear Sister Galactica, Lord, we pray, God, that you would bless her and her family, Lord. Bless us, children, one by one, name by name, Lord. Lord, we lift up all of our sons right now, all of our daughters right now, Lord. All of our loved ones, we lift them up before you, God, that you would say, heal, deliver, and set free, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord. We lift up Yolanda Walden and her family, oh God, as they go through their bereavement, Lord, we remember. Yes, oh, God, yes, all Lord, those that's believed have your loving arms of comfort around your people, oh, God. Grant them right now, Lord. Oh, God, give them, oh, God, the spirit of happiness. Oh, God, turn their mourning to joy in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able, oh, God. Grant them your comfort and your peace. It's only you can, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, drive those few symptoms away from our dear Minister Chris. God, keep her healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, give her a miraculous touch right now. We pray for miracles, oh, God, on this day, Lord. Meet every need, God. Go in there, oh, God, the courtrooms, oh, God. And we pray for favor in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your divine favor. Thank you, Lord God, for your divine healing. Hallelujah. For your divine provisions being made for us, your people.
Thank you,
God. Oh, God, for all that you have done already and for what you're getting ready to do.
Effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Huh. And so as we're going through this time of fasting, I pray that each and every one of us will continue to seek the Lord through his word and gain that wisdom that we need for our lives. We do appreciate Evangelist Wonderland for just bringing that those scriptures out so beautifully this morning. And we thank God for everyone who has shared on this week. We appreciate everything that God is doing through, in, and for us here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for our Apostle Horsley, our Evangelist Wonderland, Darlene B., our Sister Lois, oh, God, our Sister Grace, God. We thank you, Lord, for Linda T., oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Marie, Father, for Yvonne, our Sister Gladys, oh, God, our Sister Teresa, Lord, our Sister Scholastica, Sister Glenn, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Sheila, Sister Chris, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Charlene, oh God, Sister Charlotte, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for blessing all of us, oh God, our families, oh God, our friends, oh God, Sister Mary, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Sister Lucinda, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God, we just thank you, Lord, for drawing us closer to you, oh God. As we draw nigh to you, Lord, you draw nigh to us, Lord. You give us peace and joy, peace, joy, and contentment in you is great gain, oh God. So we thank you for covering every one of our family members, oh God, with the blood of Jesus, that you help each one who is not saved, oh God, to understand the truth of the matter is that eternity is forever, oh God, and they must prepare for their heavenly homes, oh God. So we pray, God, today for a spirit of salvation to be loosed across this land, and our families will come to the knowledge of the truth before it's forever lasting too late, oh God. We do thank you, Lord, today for healing each and every one of us, oh God, according to our needs, oh God. Our needs are being met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. So as we're leaving today, I cover and seal each and every one of our prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, they are nullified right now. We reject them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, today that we send them to the, back to the sender, and we will not be touched by these evil words in the name of Jesus. I decree today that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. I decree that we seek the face of God, and though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because the Lord God Almighty is with us. I decree today that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart. I decree today that we have been given the power to get wealth, and our businesses are flourishing more than we can ask or think. Some are receiving millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars, some hundreds of dollars. If according to our faith, it shall be done unto us in Jesus' name. I decree today that we have on the whole armor of God. We resist the devil, and he flees from us in Jesus' name. So I want everyone to know I love you. I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. As we love people into the kingdom, they too will become those who love others around the world. So everybody go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a beautiful day. We will come back on tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing here and that they too can join us and help us to do the work of the Father. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.